You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I feel like a good old rant today. Now, as we all know, Tyrese Gibson and everything that's happened to him. Gentlemen, understand this. Everything that Tyrese has shown the normie men, a lot of men here in this space have already gone through. Now, you have to remember this. I said this when it came to Dr. Dre and his absolutely horrible divorce. As a matter of fact, whenever a celebrity got divorced, I said the system is using that celebrity as a way to scare normie men into compliance. Same thing's happening with Tyrese and the child support. You know why? That judge held him in contempt. And gentlemen, a lot of men used to say when it came to men being jailed over child support was it was because of the debt. No, it's never been about the debt. It's always been the contempt of court charge that gets a man locked up. But the reason why they held him in contempt, it's real simple, because the judge was not getting his cut of the money. Plain and simple. We all know this. When it comes to child support enforcement, when it comes to men, oh yeah, men will be hunted to the ends of the earth. However, we know there are some women that actually owe child support, but the system does not go after them. Yeah, we all know the family court system is extremely rigged against men. Now, what I want to do is focus on something that I talked about on a previous channel that got terminated. How men can beat the child support beast, the child support monster. Got two ways to do it. Now, the first way is actually going down right now. The second way is more of a what-if scenario. So let's start with the first way. What I like to call starving the beast, which men are actually doing right now by saying, you know what? Fuck having children. Fuck having a family. Now, of course, women are out here saying, it's because of women. Yeah! Ladies, understand something. Even simp Steve Harvey had to tell a woman, listen, men are gonna win. Yes, gentlemen, this quote unquote gender war, it is a war of attrition. And guess what? Yes, we are going to win. Why? It comes down to two simple words. Biological clock. Yeah. Ladies, you have a biological clock. You are literally on borrowed time when you're born in order to have children. But guess what? So many women out here have been thoroughly hoodwinked into believing that, yeah, we're not going to have kids, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Soon as you hit menopause, soon as your womb becomes just like Detroit, bombed out and depleted, your purpose is done. Mm-hmm. Guess what? A 50-year-old man can still have children. Oops. Yeah, you see a lot of women nowadays on TikTok complaining, whining, and crying, talking about, oh, I should have had kids. Oh, I regret not having kids. Oh, shut the hell up. You made your choice. You made your bed. Now lie in it cold and alone. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, gentlemen, I actually came across something that shows you just how powerful your seed truly is. Yeah. Even in death, a man can still bring forth life. And you want to know how a dead man can actually still father children? It's a process called posthumous sperm retrieval. PSR is a procedure in which spermatozoa are collected from the testes of a male corpse after brain death. There has been significant debate over the ethics and legality of the procedure and on the legal rights of the child and surviving parent of the gametes that are used for impregnation. Cases of post-mortem conception have occurred ever since human artificial insemination techniques were devised via sperm donation to a sperm bank after the death of the donor. While religious objections have been made even under these circumstances, far more censor has arisen regarding invasive retrieval from fresh cadavers or patients either on life support or in a persistent vegetative state, particularly when the procedure is carried out without explicit consent from the donor. While medical literature recommends the extraction to take place no later than 24 hours after death, motile sperm has been successfully obtained as late as 36 hours after death, generally regardless of the cause of death or method of extraction. Up to this limit, the procedure has had a high success rate, with sperm retrieved in nearly 100% of cases and motile sperm in 80 to 90%. There is currently little precedent for successful insemination using sperm harvested after 36 hours. New technologies are being researched that could make this a routine reality, in turn creating new ethical dilemmas. Yeah, gentlemen, that's how powerful and valuable your seed truly is. Now, of course, my curiosity led me to look up the other side. And yeah, there's not been a lot of successful egg extractions from dead women. So once again, gentlemen, you know, you have the spark of life. Just had to go into that because, yeah, more and more men are thoroughly guarding their seed. But it goes to show you, once again, we men are going to win this. No matter how much women say, it's because of women that the birth rate is declining. No, it's because men have finally said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not going to put myself in a position to where I have to be connected to this woman, where I have to pay her the state-sponsored ransom. That's all child support truly is. It is a state-sponsored ransom in which everybody gets paid except the man. And yeah, once again, when the man says, you know what, I can't pay because of reasons that are beyond me, the state will refuse to actually lower the amount. Now, that leads into the second scenario, which, like I said, it's more of a what if. And Tyrese actually kind of demonstrated this by his refusal to pay until he got the cuffs slapped on him. Now, what if just half of the men who are already on child support said, you know what? Fuck it. These men woke up one day, said, you know what? I'm in this scenario of literal wage slavery. I'm having all of my money taken from me. I'm working my ass off, sometimes two jobs, trying to get in overtime just to keep my head above water. What if those men say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I'm done, and I'm just going to go ahead, quit these jobs, and report to jail. That gentleman would be called gorging the beast. If those men said, fuck it, quit those jobs, and went straight to jail. Say, you know what? Here's my license. Here's my passport. Fuck it. I'm going to become a burden on the taxpayers. Yeah, that would require a lot of men to just simply nut the fuck up, say, you know what? Jail's been over my head this whole time if I couldn't pay. So you know what? Fuck it. I'll just go ahead and surrender myself and become a burden to the state. Let the taxpayers take care of me. Now, of course, the vast majority of men would not do this. Why? Because manipulation, gaslighting. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, of course, we know men do not want the dreaded deadbeat dad title, which is nothing more than, you know, state-sponsored shaming. But there's always going to be an appeal to a man's honor. Yeah, you got to take care of your responsibility, man. You made that child. You got to take care of it. Well, it's true that I made the child. However, I'm not the one who decided to bring the state into this just so I could get a steady stream of undeserved income. Well, you know, you still got to be a man and, you know, take care of, you know. Okay, you're saying take care of my child. How is it that taking care of my child financially would be more different than actually being there to physically take care of my child? Yeah. We all know the dreaded phrase that the family court hides behind. Best interest of the child, which we all know is absolutely false. In the end, it is the best interest of the pockets of those involved with the enforcement of child support. We all know this, gentlemen. Every state, every municipality that enforces child support successfully gets those funds matched by the government, which is why whenever a man gets put on child support, yeah, he knows if he doesn't pay, he's going to be chased to the ends of the earth. So what happens if men say, fuck it, I'll just go ahead and go to jail? Yeah. But like I said, that would require a sacrifice from the guys already on child support. But that goes back to my previous point and celebrities and how celebrities, their cases are used to scare normie men into compliance. Because I guarantee you, there was a whole bunch of men who said, if they could do this to Tyrese and he's a celebrity, what can they do to me as a normal, everyday man? But all in all, gentlemen, those are the two ways that men could actually band together and beat the child support beast. But we all know that, unfortunately, the vast majority of men, they're not going to have the balls to do it. Nope. They're going to be either gaslit or shamed into compliance. But hey, at least the first scenario is actually working a hell of a lot more effective. Men are just saying, fuck it. Fuck dealing with American women. And guess what, ladies? Yeah, even in our 60s, after you've long past menopause, guess what? We can still take our ass overseas, find us a young, fertile woman, and have children with her. So, yes, ladies, in the end, we men are still going to win this. So, hey, enjoy your boxed wine and cats. Enjoy being alone. And enjoy regretting your decisions to not have a family. And guess what, ladies? Your choice, you enjoy it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still think that somehow you're going to win this quote-unquote gender war, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you thought you had in quote-unquote not having children with the men at present, that power has gone out. Feminism, which we all know is actually a young woman's game, and once you've aged out and are no longer able to have children, that will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, ladies, your biological clock is your biggest damn weakness. And that's the one thing you simply refuse to acknowledge. But it's okay. Your biological clock works in our men's advantage. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.